Hello.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. My name is DJ Quint, here with
DJ Essence.
And we have a special guest today as well. Her name is Alex. She's currently incapable of
speaking, apparently.
I'm sorry, this is just really cool. I've never been on the radio before. So bear with me, guys. I just want to say, quick warning, bear with us, okay? And you can call me DJ Coates.
DJ Coates, oh, so cool.
In the building. Wow, I never want to say that again.
Then don't, please.
Yeah. Please, for all my sakes. So I was thinking of starting off, well, I have a song that I want to play, and then let's do that.
All right, let's go.
Here we go.
Cool.
I hope you all enjoy. This song is How Can I Love You by Yellow Days. I've been playing it all the time. Alex knows it.
Yeah.
That wasn't it.
Just the wrong song. Here we go.
Thoughts of you.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who will love you just the same. For more information on how you can adopt, go to adoptuskids.org.
And that was a PSA by DJ Essence. Essence. In the building.
In the building.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ah, ha, ha, ha.
Speaking of ha, ha, ha.
Oh, great segue. Great
Thanks.
Segue. So we've been thinking about ways to convey laughter over text and the funniest ways to do that, which is funny because not only are you conveying laughter, but you also might be inciting laughter in someone else from the way that you are conveying such laughter.
And that's what's really beautiful. I got a text the other day from my friend April, and she texted her laughter. It was a capital H space E-H-E-H, which if you're trying to read that out loud, I like to go, heh heh.
Or my rendition is and I remember one time I texted DJ Quint saying it was
so see, sometimes I like to throw a few G's into my ha-has when I text.
Go for it. How would you say it?
I don't know. I'm working on it.
Like H-A-G-A.
Yeah.
H-A.
I think it just somehow works.
It shows that you're really laughing.
Is it was rooted in a typo, but now has become.
Yeah.
And that's what's really lovely.
Similar to Bah-ha-ha-ha.
Bah-ha-ha-ha. They all have distinctly different energies.
Well, they do.
I started texting someone new, and they have a really weird way of conveying their laughter. They always do like a capital LOL, which just seems so like.
Yeah.
It's just so forceful. It's so like such an aggressive laughter.
LOL is something that I used
to hate it.
But like it's an ironic LOL.
Yeah, I never use LOL when I'm actually laughing. It's to show that a text is like no harm meant by this text.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I use LOL.
The kids, LOL. See you later, Susan.
LOL. Susan, come back. They're my kids too. Your mom and I are getting a divorce.
LOL.
But like seriously though. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Well, I feel like I used to hate when people said LOL, and I would always avoid saying it until I recently, well, a couple, like 2 years ago, I realized that it was kind of humorous that people were saying LOL while actually not laughing at all. Mm-hmm. So I started saying LOL.
Mm.
When things were funny, but more in an intellectual way where you don't actually laugh out
intellectual.
Loud.
Mm-hmm. Do you go to college?
Oh, honey, you should ask that, actually. I'm a rising, I'm a junior.
Wow, so smart.
I have a D in photography.
Intellect.
But it happens.
But it happens.
It happens to the best of us. The people out there aren't going to judge on Thanksgiving.
I hope not.
I also really like any ha-ha with an H at the end.
Yes, that's my favorite.
Ha-ha, it's ha-ha.
I also think it's boring to end on an A because it's expected.
That's true. We're and all also, about subverting expectations.
You know, subvert I like to the switch patriarchy. It up with the random letters sometimes. The ha, you know, like when you just text all the
letters.
Sometimes. That kind of has to go with haha. On its own, it's not really like laughter.
No, it's not. But I see what you mean. But also, I feel like ending a haha on an H implies that there's still laughter coming that you just couldn't capture in a text. Anyone feel me?
Yeah. That's a really
good... Because if you end on an A, you're like, okay, well, that's it.
That's the end. But if there's an H, there's an
expectation. It implies that there's more... There has to be a release.
Mm-hmm. And it's just building tension.
Got to release that tension somehow.
Exactly. I often find when I laugh really hard at a text, it's hard for me to express that.
Yeah.
I feel like a ha-ha-ha, even in all caps, is not...
Oh, yeah. Sometimes
I should say I spat.
Oh, that's good. I like to say I'm peeing.
I'm crying. Help, I'm shaking.
See,
help.
When I actually laugh at something, I don't want to say LOL because then I think that they think, the people out there, that I did the but when I really did the ha-ha-ha. And so then I usually say, this made me laugh out loud, but I spell it out so they really know that it made me actually laugh out loud.
Mm-hmm. Or I send a photo of my current laughing face.
That's a good one because that's proof right there.
I like that.
Because no one's going to fake that.
That's true.
Probably. So anyway, so we have a song coming up for you guys.
It's No More Sunny Days featuring Breezy Lovejoy.
Breezy Lovejoy.
By
Breezy. So for those of you who don't know, for those of you who appreciate Anderson .Paak, Anderson went by the name of Breezy Lovejoy.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so he has like a whole other set of tracks that you guys have never heard probably because they're under the name of Breezy Lovejoy. And then he also has another alter ego, I think. I forget what it is though. But anyway, so this is No More Sunny Days by Breezy Lovejoy.
I hope you'll enjoy. That's
freaking cool. Trying to catch the morning star on the tool shed.
Yo, no more sunny days, skyline's becoming gray. Flirts at first dates, the verses about runaways. Feels like yesterday, where heartbeats drum away. This coulda, woulda, shoulda been a love song, but it's late. We had language barriers, but we broke it down. She ain't understand, but laughed when we joked around. She said, let's take it further, I said, let's slow it down. Only now do I realize that it's over. Calling like a crazy ex, I need to stop, wait a sec. Give her room to breathe, 5 feet, please, baby steps. Is it my ego? Tell me people, cause I ain't sure. Is it cause she broke my heart before I got to break hers? I'm a selfish man, wanting what I can't have. We had a ball, but I gotta have the last dance. I just stay cool, trying for us to coexist. Saying the song ain't about you, but you know
I'm not
it is.
Trying to be rude, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. All these sunny days giving me thoughts of you. All I know, baby, all I know, you're the one I love, the only one I love.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone.
So, Jackson, who was that that you just played?
That was...
Under by Sampha.
Under by Sampha. And cool. We also have a special guest on the phone.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm DJ.
Wow.
I have no association with anybody here, but I just sort of decided You know, that was my day.
He is a random caller.
Just a random. We do not know him, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to make that clear. I've not slept on his floor.
Hank and Melissa, you're doing some ASMR.
We like to please the people.
We do. So last night, Alex and I were hanging out, and we decided to watch a Netflix comedy special.
Indeed, we did.
And we watched...
Something Acaster?
James
Acaster.
Something British.
Yeah.
He's British, and...
I'm British. I'd like to let the public know.
For all our listeners out there. Alex is British.
I am indeed. Dual citizenship, baby.
My friend Joe is not British. She's still tight,
though. Hate when that happens.
Yeah, my friends Claire and Nauko are also not British. Phoebe's not British either, although she is from the Bay Area.
Sounds like we have a lot of not British people out there.
Wow, but we do have a lot of British people in here.
I would say about 30% of the people. 33.3% of the people.
Repeated. So we do math.
So I was watching this show, and There were full phrases that I did not understand a word he was saying.
We had to turn the subtitles on
because I couldn't understand the words he was saying because he has a weird accent.
I'm not gonna lie, I actually could understand what was going on, but I feel like what he was saying would have had a bigger impact if everyone could better understand him. If he didn't have a British accent for your sake.
Yeah, I'm that's to true. That for nice my way. Sake, he should have catered more towards his American audience.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Really.
I hate when, you know, British people
don't cater to
like
the American
that.
Audience.
Yeah.
Just like, you know.
So I'd like to expose myself for a second.
Yeah, do it.
Please do. I love a good expose.
I would like to say that this was a thing of the past, but the reality is that it still kind of occurs. I process people as having with speech impediments as just having accents. And the first instance of this was when we were younger and one of my friends had a speech impediment. Like, she couldn't say her R's or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, weird, she's the only British one of all her siblings.
Mm.
Like, yeah. And then that still happens and I'm in college. Oh. I still think that people, especially people who have German accent. No, I think people have German accents.
But it's... Oh, okay.
Is
it like a first instinct?
Oh, wait, we're getting a call. I'm going to play a song while I pick this up.
All right.
Please enjoy, everyone.
It's cutting out, I think.
Like the piano in my mother's home. You would show me I had something some people call a soul. The sky, oh, you arrived when I was 3 years old. No one knows me like the piano in my mother's home. And you know I an angel by her side. Oh, all the times I knew we couldn't cope. They said that is her time, no tears inside. I kept the feelings close. And you took hold of me and never, never, never let me go.
And we're hello. Back, ladies
hello
and
to
gentlemen.
Our listeners. We are back.
So, can you tell us about that song, Jackson? Who was it by?
That was No One Knows Me Like the Piano Again by Sampha. And we have some special guests again.
We have so many friends.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Ross. I'm DJ's special friend.
DJ was our last caller.
Special
for our listeners
friend.
Out there.
Special friend. Oh,
that's nice.
I wanted to call in to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, first of all.
Oh, thank you. You
that's
too.
Nice.
And number two, my friend Tobias over here wanted to talk about ferrets with you guys.
Oh, yeah, we'd love
okay,
to have
yeah,
him on.
Yeah, I have some things to say.
Oh, Alex. Oh, she's getting
she came
riled
prepared.
Up.
Can I start
go,
speaking?
Yes. This
is
the,
so, my favorite place to go as a child was Petco. or, you know, really like any of the other big pet corporations. Uh-oh. Is someone talking on the phone?
No, you're good.
Okay. And my favorite thing in the world, I just have like, I associate Petco with the ferrets because I'd always go over to, you know, the small furry mammals as soon as I walked in the door.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Naturally. That's where, it's where your heart
they're,
led you.
Yeah, of course. And I just stand in awe of those sleek little beasts like as a child. And I still do. Whenever my mom says, oh, I got to go buy cat food, I say, Ma, I'm coming with you. I want to see those sleek little beasts. They're just so fun to watch. I just really like them, you know?
Do you want one as a pet?
I would actually consider getting one as a
would
pet.
Would you sooner get a rat or a ferret?
A rat. Rats yeah. are so cute.
Me too. I really want a rat.
Everyone, as a pet. Everyone out there, ladies and gentlemen, if I have one thing to say to you tonight, go look at r rats on Reddit. Again, that's r / rats, rats on reddit.com. I don't know if it's .com, but you know what that is.
Something
it
like
is
that.
.com.
Okay.
But it wasn't in the right order.
Yeah.
It would be reddit.com/ r.
Yeah, yeah.
/
yeah.
rats.
Yeah, I mean, just go look at pictures of rats. They're so cute.
That's the only way I can sleep at night.
I can only sleep if a rat is on me.
Yeah, I feel that.
Looking at one isn't enough anymore.
That's life in the big city.
It is.
Well, I live in the country, so I just have sweet country mice. Oh, did I tell you guys that I was walking down a path and a big owl just came and sat on like a little railing next to me? And I like looked around. I saw one person off in the distance. And then suddenly I looked back and the owl's gone. It was almost like it was, like, knew that I was going to tell people and they wouldn't believe me because no one else was there to see it.
Oh, you guys, hot take. Owls are not real.
Oh.
You're right. I forgot about that. Actually, would you care to elaborate at all?
Well, if you really, like, dive into the conspiracy theories, I think there's pretty compelling evidence that they're just government drones. But, you yeah. know, we can agree to disagree, but, like I know what I believe.
Yeah, you're right. And we can see in the Harry Potter films that it's clearly not really an animal, just a delivery
oh, yeah.
system.
It's like a, it's a very clear metaphor.
Yeah.
Not even a metaphor. Harry Potter was the people that knew the secrets that the U.S. government was hiding from
yeah.
us, and they were trying to let us all know.
I yeah. really liked
and
Harry
as
Potter.
And as a people, we largely ignored it. We were distracted by the glamour of magic.
Yeah, and continue to be.
Continue to be.
You yeah. know... I still think that Harry should have ended up with Hermione.
Oh, so
I'm really bad
there.
Pronouncing her name. I'm sorry, everybody.
I think you did it great.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, I think we got off track about the owls.
And
we
the
were
rats.
Talking about ferrets.
And ferrets.
I mean, but I figured that was too far back to even bother trying to get back on that track.
Well, let's try to climb back there.
Yeah.
One step at a time, everyone. So I think we had some songs.
Yeah,
so,
I actually would like to play...
We have some songs coming up.
Yeah, this next...
Thank you, Ross, for calling in.
Thanks, Ross.
Oh, of course. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Yes,
happy
you too.
Holidays.
So...
This next song is called Feather, featuring... I'm actually going to mispronounce these names, so I really apologize. I'm going to say Sice, Star, and Akin or Akin.
So we'll figure it out.
By New Jabez, but it may be New Jabez.
Yeah.
I'm not unsure, but it's a good song, everybody. So sit back and enjoy.
Off the album Modal Soul as well,
mm-hmm.
for any curious.
Which listeners. I thought was Model Soul, which... turned into a little embarrassing snafu, but
Light as a feather when I'm floating through, reading through the daily news, measuring the hurt within the golden rule. Centimeters of ether, I'm heating the speaker. Motivational teacher with words that burn people. Singing the headlines, line with discord. It's either genocide or the planet in uproar. Never good. The rules in paradise are never nice. The best laid plans of mice and men are never right. I'm just a vagabond with flowers for Algernon, an average Joe who knows what the fuck is going on. It's the hope of my thoughts that I travel upon, fly like an arrow of God until I'm gone. So drifting away like a feather in air, letting my words take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever, elevator, riding the escalator to the something that is greater. So I'm drifting away like a feather in air, letting my soul take propaganda, 6 o'clock news and insane cultures clash, all black folk and white trash, they rebel in the cyberspace that might crash, dash to millennium, a million miles of running at the speed of now, bow, don't return gunning, Rambo style gun hold, child gunning, airball plow, two times loud, stunning when they hit you, lift you off the earth like, hey yo, take you right back to birth, and niggas wonder why, they might wonder why this shit might happen, but it does. It go drifting away like a feather in air, letting my words take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever, elevator, riding the escalator to the summit that is greater. So I'm drifting away like a feather in air, letting my soul take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever, elevator, riding the escalator to the summit that is greater. So treat you better than me, cause that's the heavenly key to unlock the inner strength where my essence will be. It's the knowledge of self-understanding of the things around me that becomes the wisdom that I need. Living this life to the best of my ability, channeling energy to my thoughts, attain symmetry. Remember me? Because my prose remain gold. I got the gift of gab like them pimps and kangos. It never ends. I keep it rolling like a cipher. The first caveman bringing fire, innovating it higher. To blast mistakes, I raise the stakes. It's double or nothing in this vacuum of space. I will survive divine to time to cry. Fuck a hole to hide. I'm alive with pride. And I drove the Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Singing, this'll be the day that I die.
You're my little baby. Everybody wants to know what's going down. Babe, I thought I've seen this before. Maybe at the liquor store.
Maybe at the liquor store.
Maybe at the health food stand.
Yeah.
They don't know that I'm your man. And everybody wants to treat me so cold. But I know I love you and you love me. So I want to love you.
We are back.
All right, so that was Lady by D'Angelo for my girl Joe all the way in DC right now.
Zooey mama.
Zooey DC.
All right.
So before I feel bad because I kind of interrupted a thought of Kendall's.
Yeah, DJ Essence.
DJ Essence. Sorry, DJ Essence. What you?
So I was talking about how I remember specifically being in about like kindergarten or very young, and we had some family friends over our house because we had a playground, so we were like that family with a playground. And there were these three sisters, and I noticed that one of them just like spoke in a British accent, and I was like, oh, that's odd. I didn't know that you could have one sibling be British and all of them be fully related to each other. But I was like, yeah, I guess you learn something new every day. Yeah, she's just the only British child of the family. And I later learned that she's not British. She just, I guess, couldn't pronounce her R's. And this trend continued even up until last year.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
Hate to hear it.
And you are a...
I am a junior in college, where there was this girl in one of my classes, and her voice was kind of nasally. And... Mm. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. There's a German student in our class. And I would always talk about the German girl in my class. And my friend was like, she's not German. She just, like, she's from Maryland. And I was like, oh, shoot. And then there was this other girl that was in one of my classes. And I didn't know her name, but I was convinced, again, that she was German because she talked in a very breathy, her voice was very breathy. Mm. And like, my... yeah, like she spoke, all of her sentences were like that. And my friend Joe, who we just played that song for, she had a class with a girl who actually was German, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool, I think we have a class with the same girl. And I was like, what's her name? And she was like, Annika. And I was like, oh, for I don't know this girl's name, but I, you know, she looks like an Annika. And then I found out one time that my professor referred to her as Katie or something, and I was like, oh, it's different.
Big yikes.
She's not even German.
Big yikes.
That's rough.
I hope that I can be better now.
It's not. Just be better.
I'll be better.
Everything could be worse.
Everything could be worse. That's important to remember.
Yeah. I don't know. But
I don't have a speech impediment.
Okay.
Oh. But.
Boy, can I do a British accent.
But, well, one time, my friend Ian said, hey Jackson, you know you have a lisp, right?
You do?
Well, no, he was being an idiot. And I was like, Ian, you're being an idiot. And then
you get real
I brushed it off and I forgot about it for like 3 to 4 weeks. And then one day I was having a conversation in my math class.
Oh,
and
you goofed.
I said the letter S.
Oh no.
That sounds funny. Oh no. So now I'm pretty sure I have a lisp.
You don't.
And for our listeners, I think please call in and validate me.
Okay, but the thing is, the letter S always sounds a bit off.
Everyone like it slips up once in a while and does slips the good up. Old schlip.
That's true. You or know? Like a there's like too much saliva in your mouth. And yeah. You're like.
Yeah, oh, I'm a saliva-y person. Like, I produce that stuff crazy. So, like, it happens a lot, actually. I don't think I have a speech impediment, but, like, I'll be overproducing gland. Saliva, and then, like, the schliz will slip out, you know? When I try to say an S, it'll be a sh.
I can't say I can relate, but I can try my best to understand.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me of a story. Okay, no, I can't go into the story about the spit cup.
Yeah, please don't.
And with that segue, next up we have After School Club by Cosmo Pike.
Enjoy.
I hope you all enjoy.
And I feel good as new. You're like a feather, the way you bruise. I'm still gonna wear these clothes when I'm 22. Pathetic rain, sheltered it with blood. I guess it's all down to that after school club. I don't know what it is I'm to do. Stories, 1 million poor pieces. Family adore me. I'm silly, I'm sorry. Confetti rains, sheltered it with hugs. I guess it's all down to that after school club. What's fun? That after school club. What's fun? Myself into. I just wanna see my health improve. That's if I'm caught guilty for my crew. No point in telling the fucking truth. Confetti rains, blatant blaming thugs. I guess it's all down to that after school club. I guess it's all down to that after school club. Down to the after school club, probably display
out. I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Your stinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love then abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget that nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working. Repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go. That's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk. Okay, it's how I choose to live.
No more compromises. I see past your disguises. Blinding through my control. Stealing my eternal soul. Appealing through material. To keep me as your slave. But I'll get out. Oh, I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Oh, I want out of social bondage. Knowing my condition. Oh, is the reason I must change. See, what you see is what you get. Oh, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset. I could care less if you're upset. Don't change the truth. And your hurt feelings, no excuse to keep me in this box. Psychological locks, repressing true expression, cementing this repression, promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system. I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen. Only my father's will be done. And just get out. Oh, just get out of all this bondage. Just get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. Just get out. Oh, these traditions killing freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. I just accepted what you said. Keeping me among the dead. The only way to know is to walk, then learn, then grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke, or you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life in sacrifice to a system for the dead. Oh, are you sure? Where's the passion in this living? Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory, just get out. Oh, these traditions are a lie, just get out. Superstition killing freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I must die. Just get out. Just get out. Just get out. Let's get out. Let's get out. Knowing my condition is the reason I must die. Just get out.
is Alex,
or as I like to call myself, the Fuzz. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo.
She did it.
I don't know if I like the Fuzz better than DJ Coats.
I kind of like the Fuzz.
I like the Fuzz.
Okay.
I just want to know what.
I don't know why I came to me in fuzzy? The moment. Yeah, I don't know either.
It's for everyone to ascribe their own meaning to, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But not like the Police. I don't. Different type of Fuzz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For what might be our final song, we have Lauryn Hill's version of Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Oh, yeah.
What I believe to be one of the
best
recordings in human history.
All right, let's go.
Woot, woot.
Refugee camp. Conspiracy theory. Why? Yeah. Why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. I need you, baby. To